redeem us. Thank you that tonight we can sing praises with full hearts, with hearts full of gratitude for your goodness towards us. We thank you that we are redeemed. We have been bought with a price. We belong to you. Thank you that tonight we can gather in this service to praise and to pray. Thank you for the privilege of being called your children. We are humbled by it. We stand in awe of your majesty and your greatness. May you be lifted up tonight in our praises as we sing together, as we testify. May glory and honor truly rise to you. Would you fill our hearts with joy and gladness as we meditate on your faithfulness in our lives? It is a humbling privilege to gather once again in your name, for your name's sake. Amen. Today we have those that are true Christians, because with the cricket and the Wimbledon, everyone here, these are the devoted lot, so good on you. What does it mean to pray without ceasing? 1 Thessalonians 5, 7 in the ESV tells us, pray without ceasing. The NIV version says, pray continually. So what does it mean again to pray without ceasing? The Greek word there is adialeptos, talking about the phrase without ceasing. It means to pray without intermission, to pray incessantly, to pray uninterruptedly. It describes that which is continuously performed. The Apostle Paul says in his exhortations as he closes the letter to the church in Thessalonica, pray without ceasing. But what does it mean? Is he talking about what Muslims do when they practice what is known as salah? Five times a day, they have a set time to pray. To miss one of those prescribed times of prayer in Islam is considered a sin. You see, the second pillar of Islam demands that all true Muslims adhere to this practice. So theirs is a prescribed, repetitive, ritualistic reciting of set prayers during the day. It is not prayer out of relationship, but it is prayer born out of a religious duty. Is this what the Apostle Paul means when he says pray continually or pray without ceasing? I don't think so. I think at the heart of it is our attitude. To pray without ceasing is more about our attitude than it is about our activity. A story is told of a gathering of some of the brightest theological minds of the day. These men would meet to discuss the most difficult questions they could find in Scripture, seeking out satisfactory deductions from their meetings. At one time, the focal point of their gathering was 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17, which says, pray without ceasing. They wrestled with the notion that it seemed logically impossible and highly improbable that the Christian is able to pray without ceasing. Surely the Christian had other matters to attend to within the cycle of the day. As they deliberated on this matter with varying suppositions being presented, they concluded it was too difficult a text to tackle in one meeting. The chair of the meeting decided to postpone the meeting to a month ahead. And after that would take place, they would come back, everyone with a written essay on what they thought prayer without ceasing meant. But during that meeting, an unexpected turn took place. A servant girl attending to their tea and cakes felt compelled to speak up. What? A whole month? Waiting to tell the meaning of that text? It is one of the easiest texts in the Bible. The chairman then decided to give a room to express herself. Let us jump into that room and hear what the servant girl had to say about prayer without ceasing.
Well, sir, when I first open my eyes in the morning, I pray, Lord, open the eyes of my understanding. And while I'm dressing, I pray that I may be clothed with the robe of righteousness. And when I have washed, I ask for the washing of regeneration. And as I begin to work, I pray that I may have strength equal to my day. When I begin to kindle up the fire, I pray that my heart may be cleansed from all its impurities. And while preparing and partaking of breakfast, I desire to be fed with the hidden manna and the sincere milk of the word. And as I am busy with the little children, I look up to God as my Father, and pray for the spirit of adoption, that I may be his child. And so on all day, everything I do furnishes me with a thought for prayer.
Simply put, the girl, prayer without ceasing was not about a pious posture on bended knee from sunrise to sunset. It was about consciously committing every aspect of her life into the hands of God. Not because God demanded it, but because of the privilege that she had in Jesus. The privilege of a living relationship to have God as her Father. Constantly turning her focus to God our Father, even in the most menial tasks of the day. It was more about her attitude than her activity. You see, her attitude then determined her activity. We do not pray so that we have a relationship with God our Father. We have a relationship with God our Father, and therefore we pray. You see, the Pharisees were full of activity, honoring God with their lips, but their hearts were far from him. Prayer without ceasing is more about our attitude than it is an activity of our lips. John Bunyan once wrote, "In prayer, it is better to have a heart without words than words without heart." Prayer without ceasing is about a disposition of dependency on God our Father. Pray without ceasing. God does not look at the eloquence of our prayers, but the elevation of our hearts to him in prayer. It is not the outward display of piety that we are called to master. It is the inward dependency on the master that we are called to seek. Muslims pray five times a day. For the Christian, there is no set time. We are not called to pray at set times. We are called to pray at all times. We are called to pray without ceasing. We can pray without ceasing while driving, while changing the baby's diapers, Anthea, while washing dishes, while doing the garden, while watching the cricket, or the tennis. We can pray without ceasing. In the business of our day, if we hear great news, we can turn our gaze heavenward in a moment and give thanks for that great news. We can pray without ceasing. We can get troubling news in the business of our days as well. And in a moment, we can turn towards heaven and ask God for intervention. We can pray without ceasing. If we are tempted by the evil one to go the way of the world, we can ask for grace that is sufficient for the trial. We can pray without ceasing. A wise man once said, prayer is like breathing. You can do it while you do other things. You can pray without ceasing. When Paul looked around at the world around him, everything he saw prompted him to behave in the same way. When he thought and heard about the churches that he had planted, it moved him to pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 1 verse 2 to 3 says, "We give thanks to God for all of you, constantly mentioning you in our prayers, remembering before God and our Father of your faith and love and steadfastness in the hope of our Lord Jesus Christ." We see this as a constant part of his character. He was a man who prayed without ceasing. The question I have tonight is, what about the world moves us to pray without ceasing? What about Christchurch Lowestoft moves you to pray without ceasing? What about our town moves you to pray without ceasing? What about our families moves us to pray without ceasing? E.M. Bounds says, "The little estimate we put on prayer is evident from the little time we give to it." In other words, the low value we place on prayer is proven by the fact that we do so little of it. Basically, we do not believe that prayer works. Out of the 667 recorded prayers in the Bible, there are 454 recorded answers. Testimonies of men and women who prayed without ceasing and saw God's faithfulness in their lives. This evening, we'll hear again about men and women who have prayed without ceasing, and God has been faithful. This should encourage us to pray without ceasing. Christ Church has been in a season for a while now, I think from some time last year, where in my view, God's Spirit is moving in our community. We had a prayer camp last autumn where the focus was prayer. There's a group that went to Spring Harvest this year. The focus was prayer. We had a Holy Week, a week of prayer, dedicated to prayer in this community. Thy kingdom come, it was. The focus was prayer. The church has begun a second prayer meeting called the Creative Prayer Meeting. The focus is prayer. We have the regular prayer meeting. Therefore, the focus is prayer. Tonight, we are gathered at the Gathering Praise and Prayer Meeting. The focus is prayer. Could it be that God is calling the church to a season of prayer without ceasing? Amen.